Thank you, Vaughn, for bringing us headlines. Vaughn, a gentleman called and said he loves your voice so much. Every time he's listening to your voice, his wife is giving him bombastic side eye.
It's a bombastic side eye for me. Oh, thank you. Thank you to that fine gentleman who, oh God, I should have said
fine. You don't even know what he looks like. His wife is more bombastic side eye now.
Yeah, criminal offensive side eye this time.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, but thank you so much.
Okay, yes, goodbye.
Lagos, you're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria AM. For yes, as you can see, it's a good day. We're all in a great mood. However, it's not a good day for everyone. Public health is one of the people who has it really rough, one of the institutions in the country that has it quite rough. How can Nigeria fund public health care adequately? We're talking about this because we are in the middle of a public health care crisis. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other professionals are jackpotting in droves. Our medical schools, our teaching hospitals, they are struggling to train their replacements. They are struggling. There's decaying infrastructure in our primary and secondary healthcare facilities nationwide. We simply don't have enough healthcare workers, enough hospital beds for our population. In fact, according to the World Bank, Nigeria's total healthcare expenditure in 2020 was 3.38%. Only 15 countries had a lower proportional spend. That's our big hard fact today. That figure takes into account all spending for healthcare services. So that includes the money you pay at the hospital for treatment and the money health insurance companies or HMOs pay for their customers and the money that companies spend on employees' healthcare and the money government spends on NHIS and other schemes. All of that comes to 3.38% of GDP. 3.38%. Only six African countries have a lower score than that. Mauritania, Sudan, Angola, Gambia, Benin, Djibouti. So clearly, compared to the rest of our economy, healthcare spending is still a growth area. And that means that we need to rely heavily on the public healthcare system. But that system is in a crisis. Last week, we talked about the doctor strike at Lautech Hospital, the teaching hospital. The hospital told them, look, we simply don't have the money to upgrade the facilities or hire more doctors, especially senior doctors who we need to train new doctors. It's a serious problem, Lagos. And Lautech is not alone. But if government doesn't have the money to fund public health care, what's the solution? That's what my guest will try to help us unravel. My guest is not here yet. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. His flight just landed in Lagos. He's Francis Faduile, the special advisor on health to the Ondo State Governor. He's also a former president of the NMA. But before he gets here, let me talk to you, Lagos. What do you think are better ways for government to fund healthcare? Because government says there isn't enough money to upgrade the teaching hospital, right? Government says that it doesn't have enough money to upgrade teaching hospitals and pay salaries. I mean, we just saw 21 billion naira go into a presidential wing for an already state-of-the-art hospital in Aso Rock. That money, could it have maybe gone into 21 federal hospitals and teaching hospitals? A billion naira each. Is that too much of a drop in the ocean, maybe? Is healthcare funding a problem, a money problem, or is it a priorities problem? Then since we're here, you can also talk to me about this Dr. Jackpa situation. Some House of Reps members wanted to stop doctors getting their licenses for the first 5 years so that they cannot jackpa. But Chris Ngige, the Labour Minister, says that that's not viable because it violates labour laws. However, we shall need doctors to stay. So what do you think government could do to convince fewer doctors to leave? Or is it a lost cause? Do you think that's a lost cause? And if you think that's a lost cause, how should Nigeria address the growing shortage of doctors? So as you can see, there are many angles with which to talk about today's big hard fact. Feel free to take it on from whatever direction you want to take it on from. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir? Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, sir?
All right, my name is Uncle Prince. Long time listener, first time caller.
I'm glad you're here today. Welcome.
Yes, first of all, congratulations on your winnings.
Thank you.
All right, I mean, it's simple what the federal government should do. All right, first of all, make the healthcare attractive.
Okay.
All right. It's good. They've started with Aso Rock, the hospital in Aso Rock. Yeah, if they can replicate that very thing across the country, although I'm not comfortable with the price they spent on doing that, but if they can replicate that same result all over the medical system, all over the hospitals in Nigeria, that was number one step.
Okay.
If the hospitals could be attractive, you know, and then secondly, the pay, you know, remuneration as well.
Mm-hmm.
If the federal government could also implement what the resident doctors are asking for, increase of salary. You know, these two major things will actually make a very big change in our medical, our medical sector. And then, let me quickly say something, please. Do I have some seconds
left?
Yes,
you do. Go ahead, please.
All right. The INEC people and the people of Tinubu and the APC that are saying that they are not comfortable with live broadcasting. I want to ask, this INEC, were they not the ones that were in the front of camera announcing results? All right, was collection of results not televised live? All right, when he was doing his Uru and Wayo, he wasn't afraid to do that. 4 a.m. he has rushed the front of the camera to announce results where people were asleep. But now it's time to face judgment, and you are saying that you are shy or you can't televise results live. Why? You don't want to be under pressure. What pressure were you when you are collecting results and doing Wayo? You're on live broadcast, and now you don't want the whole thing to be televised. Which of them there that is not familiar with camera? Is it Tinubu himself who said that he's not familiar with camera? Or is it INEC chairman? Or who among them there who said that it's his first time to appear live on camera? No, the whole thing is just that we don't want to do writing yet. By the time that Nigeria wants to do writing, we will get it done. But to me, there's no big deal televising live. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, sir.
This is Sandra.
What's your name?
Omalika Sandra. Omuma Salo Sandra.
Wow.
Elele De Jolo Sandra.
Yeah, yeah.
My mama. Congratulations. I just let me call so that it not be as if I don't call.
Okay.
Thank God the award is not election. They will have rigged it from Nigeria Info.
Ah, no.
I'm so happy they didn't rig it. My name is Mark Modest. I'm just enjoying. I want to just talk to you, say hi, and wish you a lovely evening.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. Okay. We've got messages on WhatsApp, so let me take a look at some of them. Here, most of the messages here are really just congratulatory messages, but I want to talk about healthcare with you before our guest joins us on the show today. And yes, of course, we're not talking about our stories from the big three anymore. The stories from 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, we're not talking about those anymore. So that caller was just lucky. Right now, we're just talking about public funding for healthcare. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Fine.
What's your name?
Dr. Adejo.
Talk to me.
Oh, in fact, you are wonderful.
Thank you,
my
sir.
Dear sister.
Thank
honestly,
you.
Anytime I hear your voice, I'm highly, I'm in another world.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Doc. Goodbye. 99.3. Hello. What's going on today? The numbers to call are 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in and you're wondering what we're talking about, how can Nigeria fund public health care adequately? That's my question on today's show. 0700993993993. Like I said to you, Nigeria's total healthcare expenditure in 2020 was 3.38%. And the countries that have a lower score than that are Mauritania, Sudan, Angola, Gambia, Benin, and Djibouti. Compared to the rest of our economy, healthcare spending is still a growth area. We have a serious problem on our hands, Lagos, and I'm trying to talk to you about how we can solve this problem. What do you think are better ways for government to fund healthcare? Because government says that there isn't enough money to upgrade our teaching hospitals and pay salaries. I told you that the doctors at Lautech went on strike. You know that resident doctors generally have gone on strike for the second day in a row now. They're supposed to be on a 5-day warning strike. Today is day two. What do you think are better ways for government to fund healthcare? Government says money no day to pay salary and upgrade teaching hospital. But we also saw government spend 21 billion naira on a presidential wing for a state-of-the-art hospital in Aso Rock. If they had given 1 billion naira each to 21 federal hospitals, would it have made a difference? Do we have a funding problem or a priorities problem? And then I also mentioned this JAPA situation, because even though Chris Ngige, the Labour Minister, says that this bill they're debating in the House is not viable and it violates labour laws, what could government do to convince fewer doctors to leave? Because the ratio of doctors to patients in Nigeria is still abysmal. So while we all don't want to infringe on the rights of the doctors, we still shall need doctors to be available to treat you and I when we get to our public hospitals. That's why you are lying on the verandas at public hospitals. That's why doctors are taking forever to see you. That's why consults are taking forever. It's a problem you have everywhere. Population is a problem. And unfortunately for us, the few doctors we have are leaving, which makes our health crisis even worse. What could government do to convince fewer doctors to leave? Or is that a lost cause? And if it's a lost cause, are we resigned to our fate, or should we? Is there a way that Nigeria can address the growing shortage of doctors? 0700 993 993 993 0146571909099.3. Hello.
Yes, Madam. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Ruta.
Ruta, talk to me.
If you just mentioned it now, 21 billion. And we are lacking in order. It's Sandra, I don't know. That particular one, they are spending 21 billion naira. Who is using it? Are they not traveling outside abroad to go and make use of their own day? How sure is it that they will be, in fact, they are not even sure of their own citizens to treat them, that they will go there and make use of it?
Right.
And the public one is suffering. Sandra, that money they want to borrow for subsidy. They should go and use it and fund our health care and even pay lecturers. Instead of them sharing it to Nigerians, that's the only way we can benefit from it. Please. No. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
What's your name? We're calling.
Okay, talk to me.
This is our district. There's so much traffic. I've been calling since. Hey, now, ever since that, I've been to Dipa. Come and see. We're no longer 1 million. We are down 2 billion. I'm telling you, negotiations are now more than that. The number is increasing every day.
We thank God.
Yeah. I congratulate Nigeria for the award.
Thank
the
you.
Award is for all of us.
Yes, sir. It is.
I thank God for that.
Yeah,
because me, if I tell you what, I say, my mother was telling me the other day, what did they do for this? I said, don't be you to introduce me to Nigeria Info. Now they ask me what did they do you every day.
You
even removed the earpiece from my ear when I was asleep. I want to sleep. Every time you are Nigeria Info. I say, you should introduce me to Nigeria Info. I started listening from Joyce.
Okay.
From Joyce to Sandra. So I just fall in love with everybody.
Aww.
Oh. Can I, I hear you say that but let me gather my thoughts.
Okay, gather your thoughts and call me back. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Ibeto calling from Sulere.
Ibeto, welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations for the achievement.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes. Government, are they confused about how to make this thing work? They should create a trust fund now from LMPC or our oil or whatever. There's a way they will create it. Then the health sector will have something to fall back on. They should stop telling us all these things now. Trust fund. If by from any tanker that loads from whatever from NMPC pays 1 naira or 2 naira or 1 liter or half a liter for trust fund, I mean that will go a long way. Mm. So what are they talking about? What are they telling us now? This country is too big for all these kind of things now. It's too big. Nigeria has stinking money. Nigeria has so much money. We throw all this money away. Then how many you don't know the cost of buying private jets. So what are they telling us in this country? What is it? What is it? Come on. We are too big for this kind of thing. I don't understand. I don't know where this... They just put all our heads in politics. Nothing more than that. That's the only thing we know how to do. Simple things. Very simple things that we're supposed to do. We can't do it. No, I'm so sorry, Jerry. Please, I'm not shouting, but I'm just...
frustrated.
Speaking my mind.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to speak your mind. Of course, this country has so much money, highly debatable. We do not have as much money as people like to believe that we do. However, the money we do have, are we prioritizing how we spend it? That's the big question. 99.3, hello.
Hey. Finally, Jesus. Sandra.
Sir?
My president.
Hey.
We don't win. Pata, we are champion. Winner. Congratulations to all of us.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info Fans. Now, yes. Jonah, they talk, and Sandra.
Jonah, welcome.
Calling for a breath, but always on the route.
Good to have you here.
Yes, and Sandra, to be sincere, you see, these are our INEC people. I say INEC himself is a party. INEC and APC, they are one party.
No, we're not talking about INEC and APC. We're talking about healthcare. That's the conversation we're having. Not INEC and APC. Healthcare. we've got this message here. The government is funny. Nobi, our president, they seek loan of $800 million to pay vulnerable poor Nigerians. How much more using that money to pay our doctors and lecturers? Now, wow, Ifanyi says. Sandra, it's about time the federal government involved the private sector in healthcare funding. Let's use the model that was used in revamping the banking and telecom sectors. See all the teaching hospitals and federal centers. Sell all the teaching hospitals and federal centers to capable corporations. Sandra, congratulations to Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info is making me do some weird things. So I now glue my ears to my phone when I'm on the road. A babe like me, chai. When I'm home, I switch from my sound box to my phone radio and vice versa. For me, it's the 12 to 6 p.m. If I miss any session, not the Joyce and Sandra. It pain me, eh? I now tell people about Nigeria Info. I'm happy for all of you. You wowed me during the election process. I started listening towards the end of 2021. Trisha from Ikorodu with that message. Trisha, thank you so much for that. If you didn't become Radio Station of the Year, I would have protested. Oh, I'm glad there are so many of you who wanted to protest. We've got this message here from, you didn't say your name, but you say the government should reduce the emolument of National Assembly members and use the savings for healthcare. They are the highest paid parliamentarians in the world. All right. Oluwaseyinwoni says, Sandra, healthcare is expensive, and to avoid breaking labor laws, government can start reviewing tuition fees to medical medical schools and scholarships with bonds for the winners. With that arrangement, government can kill two birds with one stone. The money generated can be used to pay health workers and make investment in research and development. All right. Thank you so much for your message. Let's come back to you here. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Oh, sorry. So sorry. Sorry for that.
It's okay. Welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you. I want to congratulate the Nigerian InfoFest on their win.
Thank you.
Sorry, you caught me. I was doing eating, so I've been listening.
Okay, it's okay.
But I want to make some points which are very important.
All right.
Concerning this presidential wing clinic something. You know, if you check very well, your research very well, we see that almost every year from Nigerian budget, they always budget millions, hundreds of millions or even billions. For this same presidential wing clinic, something.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay, I'm looking at my phone now for my research. Mm-hmm. In the budget of 2022, they made 393, almost 400 million naira budget for that same clinic.
Mm-hmm.
2021, they made 1.3 billion naira budget for that same clinic.
Mm-hmm.
What am I seeing here again? Then this year now. They're not making $21 billion, $1.1 billion. So I don't understand. So seriously, I don't like putting mouth in anything concerning Nigeria, because the only sector that I can see that is doing fine in Nigeria is music, entertainment, music. Apart from that, nothing else is working.
Mm.
So I don't blame. In fact, like, was it two or even three of my friends just left to UK within the past 3 weeks or 2 weeks or so. I don't blame them. If I send medical personnel here, I don't pray. I don't fall sick or often or something like that. But well, it might be selfish of me to say okay, because I don't fall sick. Other people go. But I don't blame them.
You don't blame them, he says. All right. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your thoughts. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, let's keep talking. Hopefully by then our guest would have joined us. Like I said, our guest is a former president of the NMA. He's a current special advisor on health to the Ondo State Governor. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. Welcome back. And on today's big hard fact, I'm asking, how can Nigeria fund public health care adequately? How can Nigeria fund public health care adequately? We're talking about this because we are in the middle of a public healthcare crisis. Like I said when we started this segment of Hard Facts, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, all the other professionals in healthcare are leaving the country in their numbers. Our medical schools, our teaching hospitals are struggling to train their replacements. There's decaying infrastructure in our primary and secondary healthcare facilities nationwide. We simply don't have enough healthcare workers and hospital beds for our population. I shared data with you from the World Bank, and the World Bank says that Nigeria's total healthcare expenditure in 2020 was 3.8%. Only 15 countries had a lower proportional spend. So we surpassed countries like Mauritania and Sudan and Angola and Gambia and Benin and Djibouti. And when I say 3.8%, I'm talking about both the money that hospital takes from you when you need to pay for healthcare, and the money from health insurance companies or HMOs, and the money from companies' employee healthcare fund, and the money that government spends on NHIS and other incomes. So all of that comes to 3.38% of the GDP. So compared to the rest of our economy, we can clearly see that healthcare spending needs help. It's a growth area. It means that we need to rely heavily on the public healthcare system. But that system is in a crisis. You know that Lautech is on strike. You know that resident doctors nationwide are currently on strike. In fact, the Lagos State Government was asking the resident doctors in a news story today to come back to work, that they've answered all of their demands except two of their demands. This is day two of their five-day warning strike. In Lautech, where the doctors are on strike, the hospital said to them, look, we don't have the money to upgrade these facilities or hire more doctors. We don't have the money to hire senior doctors that can train new doctors. So this strike you're going on, we can't really help you like that. Problem deo, Lagos. Now, if the government doesn't have money to fund public health care, how we want do? What's the solution? I was supposed to have a guest help me answer these questions. He is Francis Faduile, the special advisor on health to the Ondo State Governor. He's also a former president of the NMA. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to join. I'm hoping that he can join at some point before we end, or perhaps we'll just move the conversation to next week. But before the break, I was asking you what your own ideas were, what your own thoughts were. What do you think are better ways for government to fund healthcare? Because government says there's no money, and yet government is spending 21 billion naira on a presidential wing on a state-of-the-art hospital in Aso Rock. That 21 billion, could it have gone to 21 federal public hospitals, teaching hospitals? So 1 billion per hospital, would it have made a difference? Do we have a healthcare funding problem, or do we have a priorities problem? Do we have a money no day problem, or a how are we spending the money way day problem? Because in your family now, you feed day on a tight budget. You understand? Money feed day tight to the coming. But as that money day tight to the coming, you go the reason where waiting they spend them on. You go spend them on absolutely necessary things. And then once when, you know, because body no be firewood last, you will now spend it on okoso, you know, just because last, you know, na life we come and life na for enjoyment. And no matter how hard things are, you suppose they come out more money for enjoyment, you know? That's how, you know, sensible people work with tight budgets. Are we being sensible? And like I said before the break, some House of Reps members wanted to stop doctors from leaving the country. That's not new. However, Chris Ngige, the Labour Minister, says that that's not viable. It violates labour laws, right? But we shall still have the problem of doctors leaving the country. It's still a headache, both for the government and for you. Because when you go to public hospitals, your wait times are ridiculously long because we simply don't have enough doctors, nurses, pharmacists. What should government do? What do you think government could do to convince doctors to stop living in the numbers they're living in? Or is that a lost cause? And if it's a lost cause, how should Nigeria address our shortage of doctors? These are my questions for you this evening. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Hello, Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Chika Ipoh.
Welcome. Turn the radio off and then talk to me.
You know, the problem we are having in Nigeria is not attaching priority to what we're supposed to attach priority to.
Hmm.
How can you spend 34 billion to renovate, you know, the House of Assembly. spend 21 billion to do whatever for the president. That is the problem we are having. Putting money where you're supposed not to put money. And these things are the problems we are having. The reason for this is because they want to put money, and at the end of the day, they will go at the back and collect the money, you know? So corruption, corruption, corruption. I pray that God will save us one day.
Hmm.
God help us.
Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Rosemary.
Rosemary, I feel like you should be doing my job. Your voice is so great.
Thank you. Congratulations on your award. Yay! Nice one.
Yeah.
Sandra, you're already speaking pidgin. Let me just flow inside this pidgin matter.
All right, follow me.
Eh? Mm. Sandra, the one who paid me pass. They say, after they don't use all that money for that hospital for presidential week.
Right.
If you go pay president, you go fly. No go use arm. If it was being used to make sense.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, where the need is, the funds are not used. You know, it just breaks my heart all the time, and it's not something that you even want to think about. You know?
Hmm.
Is it in the air we breathe according to Uncle Jimmy Disu? What is wrong with us? After those investments, you won't even use it for toothache, for earache, for anything. You just leave it. And you and I cannot walk into that hospital and use it.
And use it.
So what's the point? Anyway, maybe they see they one place now, they sing. As they pain them, they sweet them. So, it depends on us, but maybe they sweet them.
This way. Thank you for calling, Rosemary. Adedeji from Ayobo says, sometimes I giggle hysterically when I hear people talking about the Nigerian government. As in, like, seriously. So, should I waste my precious time talking about how Nigerian governments can fund public health when they know what to do, but they will not do it? One of the problems we're facing from Nigerian government is that they love putting round pegs in square holes. The last time I checked, the wife of Mr. President is a doctor. There's a Ministry of Health. What is their work? Why can't they generate ideas and share it with government on how to generate funds for public health? I can't be thinking for them. My thoughts won't even count self. Congratulations to Nigeria Info for the award. The sky is your starting point. Actually, I got to know about Nigeria Info barely 1 year ago. Joyce has been my aphrodisiac, gone are those days at Cool FM. So suddenly I didn't get to listen to her again. I was curious to know what was up with her, so I couldn't breathe without her. The thing choked me. However, there is no way or means that I could get in touch. So there was this particular day that I was just tuning my radio. I stumbled on her voice. I was like, this is not Joyce. So since then, I've been a fan of the station. How did she? From Ayobo. Thank you. President Sandra, congratulations to Nigeria Info. More to come in Jesus' name. My name is Adebayo Bolon. Adebayo, thank you so much. My name is Kingsley. You see this country, Nigeria. How many people can visit the presidential hospital? I think the way forward is taking a health insurance policy like it is done in the UK and other countries. You as a citizen, you pay as little as you are working, and it goes to your health insurance. So if you fall sick, it goes to your healthcare system. But that's the funny thing, my friend Kingsley, that's already happening. For people who are in formal employment, some part of the salary you're paying is going to a health insurance scheme. Nigeria has a health insurance scheme. The problem is the same problem that affects everything else when it comes to the public sector in the country. Regulation, enforcement, oversight, transparency. David says, if we don't have a government that can think to solve problems, then those people don't deserve to be in government. All right, David. Shola from Moe says, Nigerian government should raise the pay package of the doctors to make it competitive with their counterparts abroad. They can get it by giving a certain percentage of the company income tax, like 1.5%. That will go a long way to solve the problem. This is actually a brilliant idea. We've got someone asking me about Chukwudi. Chukwudi's on leave. He's going to be back next week, Monday. So look forward to seeing him then. Nigerians should realize that the Nigerian government doesn't like ideas to do things right, but they will refuse to do the right thing. They're only concerned with their budgets and what they can steal from it. Does the president have a dinosaur pet that will be treated in the hospital that they budget billions for? How ridiculous. I think all this news of budget is to tell Nigerians that Nigerians need to wake up. Because look at these people doing what they're doing and Nigerians are not doing anything about it. All right. Charles says, it's just that the people in leadership positions don't know how to build. Do they not know how to build? Do you think they don't know how to build? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hi. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, Auntie Sandra.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Yes. My name is Victor. I'm calling for Bariga.
Victor, welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah. About the hospital where should they talk about for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
One of my family brothers, she be used to say when she go anywhere, go and hustle, she be there up to 3 years. She never make them. She must leave that place, go back for her own village. So nobody where she will come be president, where she will come pick Nigeria, make Nigeria be okay. Nigeria be done already corrupt more than 10 years. Nobody will go build Nigeria again. We will just take them as we see. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor, for calling 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening,
Sandra.
Sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Abraham. I'm calling from First Act.
Talk to me, Abraham.
Yes. Now, about this health sector, you see, I think we are missing something. If you go all over the world, just like government cannot employ everybody, the same way government does not provide health care for almost everybody. So what happened is this. Government empowered the private sector, private medical sector, in different ways. So that where the government cannot reach, for example, Lagos is made up of 20 million people. How many hospitals can you build for 20 million people? So if government can come in to help the private medical sector, a lot will change. The so-called hospitals our elite go to abroad are not privately owned hospitals. They are not government owned. For example, now, I want to bring in an MRI machine or a CT scan machine.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get tax waiver on that? Is there any? But there's none. So you see that the people now bear the burden. That's why people cannot go to private hospitals because the prices are exorbitant. And let me say something. The private medical care health sector in Nigeria is 20 years ahead of the public sector.
Yeah.
Some of the complex surgeries we do here, people now come from abroad to do surgery in Nigeria. But the common man on the street cannot pay for it. So the thing is that the government is, they are not looking at it from that way. For example, in other countries, the people who are working in rural areas earn more than those who are working in the cities. It is a deliberate ploy so that you have people coming to the rural area to provide health care. Now, the person in Kebbi State is earning the same thing with somebody in Lagos State. So what is the incentive for me to go to Kebbi State and work? Nothing. So the government, I don't know whether they don't want to do something about it or they don't know what to do. But the truth is that if they empower the private healthcare sector, the healthcare sector in Nigeria will improve drastically. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. We've got messages on WhatsApp, so let's go back to taking some of them. Why are doctors and nurses leaving? The reasons include poor working condition, poor remuneration, stressful workload due to insufficient hands, no housing, corruption, etc. What's the way forward? Improve working condition, improve remuneration, engagement of more healthcare personnel, address the issue of corruption, invest more in the healthcare sector. Let number one from every call, let one naira, from every call by Nigerians be directed to funding healthcare, including data usage. Let one naira from every flight ticket bought be directed to healthcare and education. Let at least 5,000 naira from the pay and allowances of public servants be directed monthly to fund healthcare and education. In 4 years, healthcare and education will improve only if the money is judiciously utilized. Ben, I love when our listeners come up with really great ideas, really fantastic ideas. I think that you know, this could work. Now, of course, it might make our phone calls a bit more expensive, because I can imagine the telco saying, hey, why should you take 1 naira from the money that I'm making? I have infrastructure to maintain. I have, you know, all kinds of things. But, you know, at least we're thinking about the problems and we're thinking about the solutions, which I absolutely adore. We've got Shegun who says, congratulations to you and everyone in Nigeria Info for the award. More to come in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Shegun. We appreciate the congratulatory messages. Yes, if you're wondering why has everyone been congratulating these people on Nigeria Info, it is because, ladies and gentlemen of Lagos, Nigeria Info, is radio station of the year. Nigeria Info FM is radio station of the year, and we are so stoked. We are so happy about that. We are so grateful, and we're especially grateful because the only reason that we are radio station of the year is because you voted for us. Oh yes. So there was no panel sitting down somewhere and saying, let's wear our glasses and our bow tie and sit on a panel and determine who deserves to win this. No. They made the public vote. And you, the public, decided that Nigeria Info was it. We are radio station of the year because you voted for us. And so we're grateful to you. We're thankful to you. We're thankful that you choose us every day. We're thankful that you listen to us every day. We're thankful that you listen to us and love us enough to vote for us to ensure that when our colleagues in the industry are organizing accolades to celebrate people who are doing well in the industry, some of those accolades come to us on Nigeria Info. And guess what? We got 3 of those awards. Oh, yeah. So not just Radio Station of the Year. We also got Best Production in Documentary Feature, Best Radio Production in Documentary or Feature. That went to Imalalong Okwa's Boat Mishap documentary. Then we got Best Radio Station News in English. Best Radio Station News in English went to our station in Port Harcourt, Nigeria Info 92.3. I'm telling you, as somebody who came from our Port Harcourt station to the Lagos station, our station in Port Harcourt also doing amazing stuff. So if you are ever in River State or in Bayelsa or Uyo and you're looking for what to listen to, definitely tune into Nigeria Info. And if you're in Lagos and you're curious, you know, I want to hear what Hard Facts in Port Harcourt sounds like, go ahead and tune in. Just download our app, Nigeria Info app, go to Port Harcourt, switch to the Port Harcourt station and listen, right? Or listen from the website, nigeriainfo.fm. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.